So we're just super excited to be kicking off the summer.
After the weekend we've had, there's optimism from coast to coast.
We are most definitely expecting it to be a good year.
Popular destinations like California wine country hoping to make back with the pandemic cost.
It's not as easy to get the reservations as it was a few weeks ago.
Tourists eager to spend.
Of course, we spend money on food and beer and all that good stuff.
This summer, expect long lines at airports. Sky-high prices for rental cars, depending on dates and destinations.
Seems like the cost of the rental cars right now is almost double.
Our News Nation affiliates also finding long waits for cabs and ride shares. And take a look at the traffic leaving one of the nation's most popular tourist destinations at the end of the Memorial Day weekend.
I just want to go home.
Luis, one of the millions of Americans on the road, stuck in traffic on a hot Nevada day. A 26-mile backup outside Las Vegas yesterday.
Vegas is definitely back. Vegas is back. You see all this traffic? This is ridiculous.
And it may be just the beginning. Half of Americans say they want to travel domestically this year. A quarter want to travel internationally. And when they do, they plan to go longer and spend more. A survey by the Points Guy says of the 50% planning a trip, about half are planning to make it a road trip. 20% of those planning to travel plan to spend $2,000 or more. And we're getting creative with those plans. Campsites are in big demand, along with other spots off the beaten path. Fishing destinations like Limestone Springs in eastern Pennsylvania.
They have a lot of great fish in here, big fish.
They're already doing steady business on the coast of Alabama.
Everybody gets on the boat, they're happy. When it's cold, people are mad. We don't want that.
Something else we don't want are the longer lines that come with more Americans traveling. Also a factor, higher prices. That comes along with that, too. And something that analysts are already starting to think about, and that's a shortage of workers at popular destinations they say could put the brakes on the travel industry's comeback, at least in the short term. Robin Atria. You know-